B-Pod Studios.
All right, let's see what we have on this Friday morning in the world of Hollywood and beyond, LBF.
Okay, who does Stevie Nicks wish was a little older so they'd have something
so
to talk about?
Teach him.
Yeah.
How to be a great...
blank.
Well, okay. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Bromances. But first, Bethany Frankel has opinions. And I like this one. I don't think that a $12,000 backpack for a four-year-old going to school is probably the best optic right now.
$12,000 backpack.
Yeah, but that's what Kylie Jenner.
I thought it was Cardi B.
When a celebrity buy their kids jewelry, people be like, kids don't care about that. They only care about toys and candy. Mm-hmm. If I'm fly and daddy's fly, and then so is the kid.
Yeah.
If I'm wearing Shenanigans, my kid's having the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
up to what the kids like.
Yeah.
If it was the kids, they'll be outside in diapers.
Yeah, we don't want them on diapers.
They don't know.
Yeah, $12,000.
They don't care. It's the parents.
They fly,
so
you fly.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner apparently had a Hermes bag, and she wanted her daughter Stormy to have same.
Yeah, right.
So she sent her to school with a $12,000 backpack and posted it on Instagram. And Bethany Frankel, who is a bazillionaire herself.
Soak that in. $12,000 backpack.
Yeah.
I used to complain about getting the...
Land's End?
No, the Swedish one, the Norwegian one.
Oh,
the,
Hannah Anderson?
No, the Fiori... I don't know. I couldn't even pronounce it.
Wow, well, apparently I can't even afford it.
No, I've never heard of it. It's some wacky Norwegian handbag backpack.
Bethany Frankel said it was the most transparent, humble brag, and it's inappropriate to flaunt your wealth amid the greatest unemployment crisis of our lifetime. Now, some people clap back at her because she has Hermes bags and, you know, homes everywhere. And so she tweeted, I commented on a $12,000 backpack. I'm no stranger to Hermes Paris bags, and I have a daughter and luxury cars. But flaunting under the guise of a back-to-school post during a pandemic and the greatest unemployment crisis in our lifetime is a choice.
I find myself agreeing with Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. She might be 2020's voice of reason because everyone else is unreasonable.
It's 2020.
Bethany,
not shocked.
Rising to the top. Okay, tell me if you could do this. I mean, considering it is Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa, I can't even say his name without stuttering because he's so handsome. So Lenny Kravitz used to be married to Lisa Bonet. Now Jason Momoa is married to her. And Lenny Kravitz and he have a great bromance. And Lenny Kravitz is on the cover of Men's Health this month.
Yeah.
Buy it. It's worth it.
Okay.
Anyway, he looks fabulous. He said, people can't believe how tight Jason and I are or how tight I still am with Lisa, how we all relate. We just do it because that's what you do. You let love rule, right?
Wow.
As far as the breakup...
Plug his own song.
I know. Anyway, that's so healthy, but no. Could you imagine? All right, just for a moment.
Okay.
You break up with Carolyn.
Okay.
And then she remarries.
She'd probably break up with me. Go ahead.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so she remarries, and you become BFFs with her new husband. Possible?
Mm. Is he Jason Momoa?
No.
Then no.
But if it was Jason Momoa, you might...
It's a little easier. You're like, I get it.
Okay.
What a great guy.
I get it.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah,
note to self. Hope Carolyn's listening.
Hope Jason Momoa's not listening.
All very strange. Hey, Stevie Nicks wishes this person was a little older so they could have something to talk about. If you know what I mean.
It's not Jason Momoa.
No,
okay,
he's old enough.
Yeah.
Who could it be?
Mm.
It's Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Which makes sense because it's on brand. She likes that curly haired sort of youngish, not as good as her singing or whatever person.
Yeah.
She dated
Lindsay
Buckingham.
Harry Styles,
I guess isn't that nice?
Like Harry. What can you say?
The ladies like Harry.
They do.
I wish, I don't wish anybody was older. I wish people were alive. Like Paul Newman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would be nice.
That would be nice for you to...
Yeah.
Yeah, to enjoy.
Okay. Yes. Pet Cemetery action going on.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow. This really took a turn.
Are you done?
Oh, I'm finished.
Yeah, I'm going to call an audible if you're not. Okay. REO Speedwagon is your 80s artist of the day. And, yeah, that's in 12 minutes. We're going to give you a chance to win $500. And all you got to do is be caller 100 at this number, 855-485-2000. Jot that down. Speaking of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, look at that.
It just works. Sometimes it just works.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.